in making effort to become Bab Saman, but may I just, I don't know what to say because we don't want to reject anyone, but at the same time, we would like to have people who are committed, not just coming and getting the book, and then you may not even read it. They have put a lot of energy into this little booklet to prepare for us on this journey, and not just to read it easily and put it aside. It's for us to help us to reach the stage that Baba wants us to so much, to be equal to Him. And it can't be done overnight, attending one class, two classes like that. We want a group who are really committed for their own efforts, for their own welfare, and really keen to be what Baba's vision is on us. So I don't want to say that we want to reject anyone. We want to welcome with open arms each and everyone. But at the same time, this is limited edition, limited copies, not just coming, taking, and not coming for the other sessions. I saw as yesterday, many just came, and today they are not here. Not like that. So we hope that you would be committed to go on this journey together. We can just hand out the book to everyone, but that's not the idea when we did our planning. We want to work together because this is a journey, individual journey, but also together as a group. Imagine if you were to go on a journey up Himalaya Mountain, Mount Everest. It's very difficult. You need a companion. Not just spiritual companion, Baba, but physical companion who will inspire us, guide us, together make the effort. So this is the idea of being together, together, to study and moving forward together. Hope you can understand our feelings and move along together. Is it okay? We don't want to reject anyone. We want to welcome everyone. But at the same time, hope everyone can be together on this journey. So yes, as I've said earlier, yesterday was just the preparation. Do you feel lighter, all of you? You left your baggages in your mind, your thoughts, your words, your actions, your sanskars. That was the first thing we need to do, to go on the journey, to travel light. Only to bring what is necessary with us. And so today actually is the first step, but we put there stepping stone too. I'm going to read to you this extract from the Murli of 31st December 2008 to go together what's Baba's feeling for us, for this path, for this pathway and this journey. So I'm going to read, and for those who need translation, the translator will guide you through. Okay? The speciality of this new year is that, this is page 11. The speciality of this new year is that you definitely have to become complete and perfect. Imagine that was in 2008. Baba has this vision on us already, and now, after 11 years, 2019, we have still not become that yet, and so He's inspiring us again. So Baba's speciality for this year is complete and perfect, equal to the Father. No matter what effort you have to make, it is fixed that you definitely have to become equal to the Father. Speak. All of you have this firm thought in your mind, do you not? you may not in agreement. The father also wants each child to become equal to the father. The father is the father. Each child, but the children are higher than the father. So Baba is so humble. He's the father, but the children are higher than the father. So, in order to fulfill the aim of becoming equal to the father, you have to follow the father. Just think about it. How did Father Brahma become perfect? Just think about it. How did Father Brahma become perfect? What was his specialty? What was the special basis for his perfection? So we may pause a moment to think, can I be like Father Brahma? What was his special effort? Remember, we have the three golden gifts. What are the three golden gifts? Do you remember? Yes? Determination, faith, acceptance. Very good. So, acceptance of what? Acceptance of drama, yes. What else? Situation is drama. Very important, the first acceptance. Acceptance of the self. And what other acceptance? Baba, yes. One more, very important, which sometimes we don't accept. Others, yes, in the family, especially the BK family. Baba says, look at the brothers and sisters, but do not follow them. Only follow the father. So very good. So that is our golden keys to, and Baba has got so many test papers, Brahma Baba, and yet he accepted that he was the chosen one to become Narayan, and he made effort based on that intoxication. He accepted those who betrayed him in the family and gave them good wishes and blessings. He accepted the drama, so many scenes in the journey, those who opposed him, the anti-party. So he accepted all that and moved along. So just check, am I also like the father? And in spite of that, I still make effort with determination. So, you can check along the way later. So, let's move on. Father Brahma used his every moment in a worthwhile way. He used every breath and every second in a worthwhile way. So, in order to become equal to the Father, what aim will you keep for this year, and I would say for this journey, because this journey is this year and until we reach the destination. So what aim will you keep for yourself for this journey? Aim to become Bab Saman, yes. Aim to become perfect, to become equal. One thing before you can become all that is you have, actually yesterday's workshop a little bit, Brother Tim said about that. And yesterday we did all those, finishing all those wastage. Finally, when we finish all those wastage, we cleared our karmic account, we become karmatik. Yeah, that aim we have to keep too. Become karmatik. Only when we become karmatik can we become perfect and complete. Completion includes all the perfection, but also we have to finish all that is unwanted. So we have finished that. So Baba says, what is the easy method? So Baba says, the easy method, whatever thought you have, first of all, check, was this the Father's thought? So this is the method. Whatever thought I have, is it the Father's thought? When you say anything, check it. So the method is checking. When you say anything, check it. You want to become equal to the Father, do you not? So, first of all, think about your thoughts, words, deeds, relationships and connections. Check them to see if they are the same as the Father. To see if they are the same as the Father's and become the embodiment of that. So the method is follow Father Brahma. Whatever we think, whatever we say, whatever we do, are they equal to what Father Brahma's thoughts, words and actions? And it is guaranteed for all of you that just as Father Brahma became an angel, and so it is guaranteed that he will definitely become a deity from an angel, so you too will definitely become deities from angels. So you see, before we even go onto this path, Baba has given us a blessing, guaranteed that each of you will become. So whenever there is some difficulty, imagine, visualize Baba's hand of blessing on your head, that Baba has guaranteed that. And so whatever difficulty it may seem, how difficult or unsurmountable it is, guaranteed that you will be victorious. And so have that vision, and then that is another method. First method is check, are they equal to Father's, Brahma's. Second is follow everything, thoughts, words and actions as Father Brahma. And third is Baba has guaranteed that you become an angel and a deity. So do I have the faith? Baba has said it. Am I 100% sure that Baba will make me that? Because faith moves mountain. If I have the faith, I'm able to overcome any obstacles. Why the dadis have become dadis? It's because they have 101% faith. And do you think that faith can be developed? Or is it just that when you come, you have that percentage? No. It can grow. It can develop. And so, if your faith now is just 50%, as you walk out the door today, I hope it will increase to 100%. Very good. So much positivity. I'm so happy to hear that. So the faith must increase to 100%. If it's not 100%, so at least maybe 75%. And then when you go home after finishing this course, 100%. Is it okay? Give yourself a nice pat on the shoulder that you will. Yeah, everybody do that. That you will achieve 100% faith, and that will make you 100% successful. Wonderful. So positive. So now, Baba said, finish all opposition with his seed. Follow Father Brahma. Father Brahma himself finished all opposition with his seed of self-respect and the weapons of determined faith. So what is another method and weapon you have? Self-respect. Yeah. So you have all the keys now, right? finish all that with the weapon of self, with the seed of self-respect and the weapons of determined faith. Bab Dada is your companion. Whenever you feel something is difficult, say with your heart, Baba, my Baba, my companion, come and help me. How many of you do that all the time? Great, sure. If you have not, then make it a point. I do it all the time whenever I have difficulty. And sure enough, even though he's not physically beside me, somehow or another, he will touch my intellect to do the right thing, or he will send some messenger or somebody to come. So it's always there. Not that Baba is incognito. He's there, Father Brahma, with 1,000 arms. So use him more. So ask Baba, come and help me. And Baba is then bound to help you. It is very strong sentence, you know, Baba, God is bound to come to help you. And who said this? Whose words are these? No, God's words. God, imagine, say that, I'm bound to help you. So we have to have such faith. You have to say it with your heart, though, because you have to see the time and the cell. This was in 2008, 31st of December. So now, according to the time, you have to play the part of being a master bestower of fortune, because time is coming closer. That is, you have to become equal to the Father. This year you have to become Bab Saman, complete, perfect and equal. What was the special basis for his perfection? What was the special basis for his perfection? Baba has given in the Muli, right? He had 100% faith. He had that intoxication. He had that self-respect. So Father Brahma used every breath and every second in a worthwhile way. This is also another method. So if no wastage means we also use everything in a worthwhile way. Baba said, look for a long time. The heart's desire of the child was to experience the stage of being equal to Baba. Just as Brahma Baba went away, having become avyak, free from bondage of the body, and is now doing so much service through the avyak form, in the same way, my path should also be equal to that of Brahma. So, according to the time, Baba fulfilled the desire that the child had. That was Shiv Baba telling Brahma Baba. He fulfilled his desire. And Baba said, this was Dadi's desire. Just as Baba willed us physical wealth, in the same way, he should will the experience of the stage of being equal to Father Brahma. So not just Baba will us everything in terms of powers, virtues, peace, happiness and everything, but he also will us this experience. You underline this. That means we should automatically have this experience of becoming equal to Father Brahma. So Baba doesn't call this child his child, but the child who is seated on the three thrones. Who do you think? Don't read the last sentence. Baba is talking about Dadi Prakashmani. Baba, when Brahma Baba left the body, he held Dadi Prakashmani's hand and literally willed everything to her. So he willed her that experience as well. So Baba doesn't call this child his child, but the child who is seated on the seat of the three thrones. He is a child, even greater than the Guru Bai. Guru Bai is one who is seated next in line of the Guru, an equal child. So that was a book message for Dadi Prakashmani. So, from the golden age to the iron age, you have been hanging on to your bodies. So what does it mean by that? Now we have to get rid, let it go, detach. And so our homework for this second step, stepping stone is, what are the signs you receive from the body you are living in that sustains you in your spiritual growth? What are the signs you receive from the body you are living in that sustains you in your spiritual growth? So for a moment of silence, think about it and write it in your journal or in your notebook. Okay? If you're ready, because we have got four questions to cover, if you're ready, can we move to the next question? Are you ready? Let me know. You can continue during lunchtime when you meet each other. So, can I move on to the second question? Is it okay? So the second question is, what can help you? Some methods we suggested is visualization, affirmations, etc., to become free. What can help you to become free from the bondage of the body you are living in? What can help you to become free from the bondage of the body you are living in? Suggestions, visualization, affirmations, anything else you can. I remember something Baba said, drills, and I was mentioning to somebody Bab Dada's drills, bodiless drills. You can think of more. Anyone has got any other method you'd like to share? Who has got other method? Yeah, can you share? Sorry? Walking as an angel. Light, okay, very good. Become a point of light. Sorry? Sparkling star. Change. Well, but that blessing will change night into day. So practice being a point of light. Okay, anything else? Bodiless practice. Very good. Anyone?
Om Shanti. I've jumped a little bit ahead because I felt that, you know, it's good to revive and, you know, read up on the next session, so you're already prepared for the session, so which is what I did last night. And what I saw, what struck me here was the last section where Baba speaks, we're up above. And if you hold that concept, we can be benefactors. And I had that experience this morning where actually to be free, to be liberated, we can simply put our energy anywhere. We're completely unlimited. And so even when we send vibrations to, say, somebody who is a bit hostile towards us, because we're just putting our energy next to theirs, there's no body consciousness, there's no ego. So we can actually empower even and love even those who might have hold something against us or not think kindly towards us. So yeah, I found that being the benefactor is really frees us.
Thank you, Suna. I'd like to move on to the third, and I'd like to suggest something for our next session tomorrow. So that was one of the good methods. Become a benefactor for being free from bondages. And so the third question, describe in what way Brahma Baba is a model for you to become Bab Saman. Describe in what way Brahma Baba is a model for you to become Bab Saman. We heard just now the extract of the Avyak Mool I read just now. And Baba has given several clues for us to practice. And so what more can we think about? Brahma Baba is there in front of us. He was a living example, a perfect example. He was a human being, and yet he became an angel and flew away. So how would you take that inspiration you take from him? Just one moment, silence, and you write down. You may want to share with someone. Trustee, very good point. Yeah, trustee. Completely surrendered, yeah, very good. Faith in God, yeah. Drama, yeah. Constance? Brother, you don't mind to give the mic? So translation, otherwise cannot hear. Is it working? Raise your hand. Confidence? Confidence in what? In what? In what way? It's for us to be really clear on this journey. It also have to be clear in my thoughts and what I'm going to do. I said confidence. So you said confidence is fine, but in what way would you want to express that confidence in your journey? In whatever you do? So then you can see your destination clearer. I'm just helping you. I'm not just trying to see. Okay. This is good. Confidence is a very good virtue in everything we do. That means you're confident in your final Bab Saman stage. You can see yourself there. The model is there in front of you. You see what? Just now that question about in what way Brahma Baba is a model for you to become Bab Saman? Why? For me, I would say that Brahma Baba had that, not that faith, but that faith he converted into intoxication. You know, intoxication is a very high level energy that would move us to do the right thing to reach that stage. So, am I also having that 101% intoxication, seeing Lakshmi? Am I dancing like that? I mean, internally, I'm not asking you to dance in a physical way, but internally, Brahma Baba was dancing, was having that joy and happiness all the time, that he is Narayan, he's Narayan, nothing shakes him. So, am I having that intoxication? So these are very deep questions for self-checking and self-analyzing. So anyone who has got other, very good, very nice point. Yes? Sorry?
He showed unlimited love and acceptance.
Unlimited?
love.
Love. Yeah, unlimited love towards everyone.
Everyone.
Even towards his enemy. Yeah, very good. That is your. Because each of us would take Brahma Baba as a model differently. For me, I see his intoxication, you saw his love. Someone else there said, saw the confidence. And what else? You said something else. You surrendered, trusteeship. So, whichever aspect you take, it's fine. Each of us, our journey is different. So, it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean I have that point and you have something else. It doesn't matter. But hang on to it. Hold on to it to be your guiding stone, your foundation stone, to be your leading light guiding you towards it. That is important to work on the self. Is it okay? Anyone has like anything else? Like to add any more? Follow Srimad, yeah. Yes, yes. Very good. That encompasses everything. Follow Srimad, yes. 100%. Wonderful, yeah. Baba's last three words. Egoless, wiseless, incorporeal first. Egoless and wiseless. He made that practice very firmly at the beginning. That practice of soul consciousness. Yeah. Very good. So all of us will be there. Okay. So can I move on to the next question? What signs do you already see of your Bhav Saman stage? So anyone here who's what signs you already see in your Bhav Saman stage? Even that little spark appear is good, isn't it? Anyone here? Drama, yeah. Drama is a big teacher. Yes?
Determination.
Yes, that is the most important. Determination. What sign? She already got determination, so good. Congratulations. Who else? Acceptance, yes. Rama Baba was like that, acceptance. And contentment? Good, very good. Detachment, yes. Because Brahma Baba really is a good example of detachment, isn't it? The last final moment, he was loving to the children yet totally detached. He didn't even tell, gave them the slightest signal that he's going. So nobody would have any feelings of sorrow or attachment towards him. That was the ultimate real detachment. Anyone else? Equal vision. Fantastic. Yeah, he cared, he loved for everyone, even to animals. Very good. Anyone else? Disinterest, yes, unlimited disinterest to the whole world. Sorry? Yeah. Very good. Very, very good. So before we end, I would like to suggest something. Because today I spent time reading through it. And tomorrow we will not have this session. Because tomorrow Aruna's workshop is starting at 9:30. And actually for this stepping stone, I didn't really finish. There's page 14. Page 14. So please go back and read this to complete this stepping stone too. Page 14. And in addition to that, because tomorrow we are not having any session, I think by the time we leave on the 16th, most of you 17 are leaving, 16, 17, right? We will not be able to complete all the steps. There are 8 stepping stones. So may I suggest that today and tomorrow, please go back and read stepping stone 3. They are a few pages, but they are very important because these are the foundation stone to our becoming Bab Saman, to reach that destination. Are you okay? Can you see, show a wave of hands, those who will be willing to read that? Good. So that I don't want to go on a journey with a few people. I want to go with all of you. So please, come together. It would be good. So we will have our next session on the 14th. And 15th even, morning. Because we do have time, you know, morning on the 15th. And 16th also, that would be the last. Because 17th, we will not be able to meet. There is some indication that we may have to shift to Pandabhavan on the 17th. If those who are still around and want to continue, I'll be around to do this with all of you. But otherwise, tomorrow we have one whole day. Yes, you have Aruna's workshop, but then in between some free time, please read this so that when we come, we can then share more and then see, because I may have my own thinking. But you see, when we share, I've got so many other points from everyone. And those have suggestions, please. Murali Bhai, you have some suggestion? Yeah, okay. Okay, good. Let's have traffic control and finish the session. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.